World Sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, a Winter Football World Cup in 2022 looks more likely after FIFA set up a task force to look at the feasibility of rescheduling the tournament. Afghanistan qualify for Cricket's World Cup in 2015, and Moscow gets ready for one of the biggest showdowns in heavyweight boxing. Football's world governing body FIFA has taken the first step towards holding the 2022 Qatar World Cup in the European winter. The FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, says the governing body will now begin the process of consultation to look at the feasibility of moving football showpiece event away from their traditional June-July slot, thus avoiding the extreme heat of the Qatari summer. But there'll be no decision until after next year's tournament in Brazil.
We cannot make a decision without having consulted our partners. It is impossible. It is impossible. You have to make a difference between a political diplomatic approach when you express something and then the reality of facts. And I do not know what will be the outcome of this consultation. I don't know what will be the decision which we will take probably end of 2014. Let us work on that, and then we will see.
Sepp Blatter speaking in Zurich earlier this Friday. Well, BBC Sports News correspondent Richard Conway says the developments are a compromise for Mr. Blatter.
It's not often Sepp Blatter's politically outflanked, but I think this week he might well have been. He did say in August that this must happen, we must make a decision at this meeting. And then, you know, there was a slight, you know, a rebellion this week from the likes of Michel Platini, who, of course, is possibly his big rival for the 2015 presidential election, which is coming up. So, you know, Sepp Blatter making it clear today, and he's not a man who's outflanked for long, it has to be said. So that is the subtext of this week, 2015 and that election, and perhaps there has been a degree of election through the Qatar issue, and we now have another year and a half to go of this, so I think there's more to come with that too.
Well, a Winter World Cup will have a big impact on the English Premier League, so what do some of their managers feel about the prospect? Here are the thoughts of Jose Mourinho, David Moyes, and first of all, Arsene Wenger.
To me it looks reasonable to play in winter, because the only thing that matters in there is the safety of people who go there. The players can cope with the heat, they are prepared, but the fans, I'm not so sure.
Well, if it was, for example, played in the month of January, you know, it could be equivalent to having a winter break. Maybe you'll need to get rid of replays in the FA Cup, you'll probably need to maybe limit maybe a League Cup competition, maybe something along those lines.
The weather is changing a lot, maybe changed so much that when we come to Qatar, the summer is in December, and in June it's cold, so we don't know.
Jose Mourinho there. Manuel Pellegrini will be looking for a reaction from his Manchester City team when they return to domestic action against Everton following their humiliating Champions League loss to the holders Bayern Munich. The form of Joe Hart is again under scrutiny after a couple of errors in that match, and while Pellegrini continues to back his goalkeeper, he's warned that no one is immune from the axe.
He feels that he didn't do it very well. But I think he's just any problem, he continue with the trust of all the team and with our trust. I don't tell you now that if Joe will play tomorrow, because the player haven't know yet. So tomorrow I decide, but of course Joe knows he must improve what he... the way he's playing, but of course he has our trust.
Villarreal have moved up into third place in Spain after a 3-0 win over Granada. Villarreal are 4 points behind Barcelona and Atletico Madrid and one ahead of Real Madrid. Afghanistan have secured a place at the Cricket World Cup for the first time after beating Kenya by 7 wickets in the final qualifying match in Sharjah. They only received associate status, second tier of the game, below test-playing nations, from the game's international governing body this year. A target of 94 was successfully chased to seal second place in the World Cricket League behind Ireland, which means Afghanistan will be playing in a tournament held in Australia and New Zealand in 2015. Afghanistan's team manager, Shafiq Stangsai, explains what it means for the team and the entire country.
A dream come true for Afghanistan and our team. We have waited for this day from last 8 years, and finally we have achieved what we have aimed for. Every single Afghan, from the president of the country to parliamentarians, ministers, senatorians, every single one has followed every single bit of this match. and we are thankful to them. They have given us a real help, support, and they have boosted the morale of every single individual, especially the call we received from the President, His Excellency Hamid Karzai. It was a huge thing for every single one of us.
In boxing, Vladimir Klitschko will face Alexander Povetkin in Moscow on Saturday night in what will be the biggest showdown in heavyweight boxing in many years. Both are former Olympic champions and stand to earn the biggest paydays of their careers. The Russian billionaire Andrei Rybinsky is bankrolling the contest, but journalist Andrei Bazdrev, who will be covering the fight, says the whole promotion has been poor.
You know, on paper, this fight looks like bigger than ever fights. Maybe not as big as Ali versus Foreman, but it's big, it's huge. But there is not enough build-up to this fight. The reason why this all seems to me wrong, because 50% of the money they get into the fight is coming from the governmental oil company. That's the reason why they don't have to sell anything. And it's just like a regular fight on Russian TV. So this is bad.
Why would they give the money to them if they don't want in some sort of return back? What's the benefit of them doing this?
I guess there is some kind of strange interest from the Russian government. There are some talks that Vladimir Putin will be ringside for this fight, and these talks were going more and more about this.
What about the rivalry between the two countries? Vladimir Klitschko is from Ukraine. Alexander Povetkin is from Russia, and then there's this rivalry. Hasn't that helped to sort of generate any interest?
People from the government don't need this thing right now. So we have some strange political situation with Ukraine. The talks ongoing between Ukraine and coming them to the European Union. That's why maybe Vladimir Putin and Andrei Rybinsky just don't want the build-up to be too national, too emotional, to rival.
For nearly 100 years, the All Blacks and Springboks have faced each other across rugby fields, and the latest meeting between New Zealand and South Africa has a title at stake in the Southern Hemisphere Rugby Championship finale. South Africa go into the final round of matches, second to the defending champions in the table, needing to not only beat them, but also score 4 tries to earn the bonus point they need to finish top. The tournament decider will be played at Johannesburg's Ellis Park, the venue for the 1995 World Cup final between the same countries. The man who lifted the trophy on that famous day, Francois Pienaar, says South Africa, 18 years on, can do it again.
Scoring 4 tries against the All Blacks is not that easy. Not a lot of teams can do that. But if there's a team that can do it, it's a South African team. And I love the look of this team. There's this youth, there's experience, there's some expressiveness. You know, there's it's a side that I think is a dangerous side. Got a good pack, a great leader. I think it sets up as maybe the biggest game since we were lucky enough to run out at Ellis Park.
The Mercedes of Lewis Hamilton was fastest in both of Friday's practice sessions ahead of Sunday's South Korean Grand Prix. Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel was second fastest. The German has a 60-point lead in the Drivers' Championship and is on course to win his 4th world title in a row. A top story again. Football's world governing body FIFA has taken the first step towards holding the 2022 Qatar World Cup in the European winter. The FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, says the governing body will now begin the process of consultation to look at the feasibility of moving football showpiece event away from their traditional June-July slot to avoid the extreme heat of the Qatari summer. You can catch up with all the latest sports news and results at our website. That's bbc.com/sport.